Look at Martin. Look at the state of him.
He doesn't look well.
I'm not surprised after what he drank last night. Look at him peering at us. As far as he's concerned, there's four of us in this bowl. Serves you right, mate. That'll teach you to celebrate the impending birth of your baby till four in the morning.
Why are they making such a fuss over the baby?
Because they're like all parents to be.
What? Happy? Excited? Filled with a warm, loving, snuggly, tingly glow of expectation?
No. Bloody terrified.
The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast. Episode 3.
Morning! Morning! Fancy a fish flake?
Oh, God.
You all right?
No, I'm not.
What's the matter? I mean, look at you. Your eyes are all bloodshot.
I know.
Your scales are dull and grey.
I know.
And your fins are all floppy.
I know.
And your tail looks as though the cat's had it.
I know.
Still depressed? Still down in the dumps? Want me to sing my jolly little song about pink fluffy rabbits dancing to the bluebells? I can, you know.
Yes, I'm sure you can. But if you try to, I'm going to reach down inside your mouth, rip your spine out and shove it sideways up your jacksy.
What's the matter? Are you down in the dumpy-doos? Where's Mr. Cheery Chops, then?
He's sitting here contemplating smashing your teeth in.
What's the problem? Tell me. Tell me, or go on, tell me. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Come on, tell me.
Please. Of course, it would be blindingly obvious to anyone else, but I keep forgetting that you have the wit and intelligence of a bag of frozen sprouts. The problem is I've got a hangover.
What's a hangover?
A hangover, Liam, is when your head feels as if a baby hippopotamus is trying to break through your skull, armed only with a toffee hammer and a dentist drill, while at the same time someone is stuffing a tweed coat into your mouth and setting fire to your ears.
So, you feel a bit rough, do you?
I feel, Liam, as though I am being rogered by a warthog, while the entire cast of Riverdance use my scrotum as a rehearsal room.
Sounds good. So how do you get one of these hangovers, then?
By drinking too much, Liam.
Yeah, but how did you get it?
By drinking too much, Liam.
But you never left the bowl all night.
Physically, no. But I've decided to take a leaf out of Martin's book. I shall escape the misery of my life by drinking myself into oblivion in my imagination.
So what did you imagine?
A magnificent debauch through the annals of history.
What does that mean?
It means 2 bottles of claret with Elizabeth I, a jug of cider with a Cornish smuggler, and half a barrel of cherry brandy slurped from the various orifices of a 13th century courtesan.
Sounds good.
Honourable Anton, I am here to service your every wish and fulfil your darkest desire. Command me as you will, and I will use my intimate knowledge of the pleasurable arts to transport you into paroxysms of ecstasy, onwards and upwards, till every fibre of your being is straining for that one climactic moment of exquisite and almost unendurable delight. Tell me, what do you desire?
Anything?
Anything.
You haven't got a packet of pork scratchings, have you? I always get the munchies when I'm pissed.
Yes, it was quite a night.
I've always said you had a vivid imagination.
Unfortunately, so vivid it manages to conjure up the after effects with remarkable clarity. Still, it was worth it.
Doesn't sound like a good time to me.
No, Liam, but your idea of a good time is swimming in your own poo.
Yes. Still, are you sure I can't cheer you up? I could do my impression of a guppy.
Liam, you are a guppy.
It's bloody convincing.
No, I'd like you to try a new impression.
What of?
Marcel Marceau holding his breath with his eyes shut. I want peace, quiet. I want tranquility.
Martin!
What?
This is all your fault.
What is?
Everything.
Really?
None of my clothes fit. I'm in a constant state of depression. I forget things. I'm constipated. I've got piles.
Oh.
None of my clothes fit. I forget things. My ankles look like tree trunks. I spend an hour in the morning spewing up, and I'm so bloody emotional that every time I think of J.R. Hartley finding his book on fly fishing, I burst into tears of gratitude.
Yes, love, well, you're pregnant.
Hmm. I'm also incredibly horny. Get your clothes off.
What? I was thinking of washing the car.
Clothes off now.
No, no, they're not going to have sex, surely. Oh, not in front of us. I hate it when they do that. Don't you just hate it when they do that? Liam, you can breathe now.
What? Oh, yeah.
I mean, how can human beings find each other attractive? Do you know some people even do it in front of mirrors?
They sometimes do it blindfold.
Who can blame them?
Oh, look, they're changing positions.
Oh, my God, how can people do that?
Whoa.
Or that.
Whoa.
And especially that. You'd think the view would be enough to put you off. I mean, look at him. It's times like this I wish we had eyelids.
He's working up quite a sweat.
It's disgusting. I mean, do they realise that we have excellent eyesight, sensitive hearing, and a wonderful sense of smell? They might show some decency.
Well, they have to reproduce.
Not up against the fish tank, they don't.
Do you want me to take your mind off things? Tell you what, I'll sing you my song. This is a song about pink fluffy bunny rabbits dancing through the bluebells. Oh!
I know that the short attention span of the goldfish is a myth, but surely you must remember that we've had this conversation before.
What?
You do not get pink fluffy bunnies in the animal kingdom.
You do in my song.
Bunnies are grey.
My bunnies aren't.
The only pink bunnies you get are toy bunnies.
Well, perhaps they are toy bunnies.
Toy bunnies don't dance through bluebells or anywhere else for that matter. What am I talking about? What am I saying? I'm going mad. I'm going stark staring mad. I've got to escape. I've got to escape.
Carruthers?
Yes, sir.
Everything set for tonight?
Yes, sir.
What equipment do we have?
Well, I'm dressed as a German peasant.
How?
I have a tweed coat and a spiked helmet, half a bratwurst and a second-hand Mercedes-Benz E-Reg with a dent on the starboard side.
And me?
We're taking you out disguised as my pet hamster, sir. Here's the paperwork.
You have immaculate credentials.
Thank you, sir. I watched them only this morning.
So, what's our plan?
Once we're over the wall, we're going to travel to the German border dressed as an undersea gas meter inspector.
And his hamster?
Yes, sir. Carr says he's just finishing the big wooden wheel now, sir.
Very clever. And at the border?
I intend to baffle the guards by refusing to discuss anything except pickles.
I see.
Then we'll hitch a ride on a passing badger, and once back in Blighty, I shall stand for leadership of the Conservative Party and in my spare time write books on toffee collection and the history of the varicose vein.
Unabridged?
Of course.
It's a brilliant plan, but I'm afraid I can't come with you.
Why not, sir? Don't tell me your eyesight's so bad you have to pick up pins at six paces.
No, it's worse than that. The Germans have put me under close arrest.
Why, sir?
Well, when they amputated my left arm, the Germans agreed to drop it over Blighty on the next bombing raid.
Yes, sir.
Then, when they discovered the X-ray was back to front and amputated my right arm, they dropped that over Blighty too.
And then, of course, they discovered that the X-ray was upside down.
Then the left leg went.
And back to front again.
And now they're refusing to drop the right leg.
Why?
They think I'm trying to escape by installments. My God, I wish I was going with you.
I wish it too.
Well, Carruthers, good luck and never forget the ancient proverb.
I won't, sir. Which one, sir?
Mackerel's in season when Balaam's ass speaks in church.
Ah, that one.
It's a reference to the lesson for the second Sunday after Easter, Numbers 22, which concerns Balaam and his ass.
I knew that, sir.
Of course you did. One last question, Carruthers.
Yes, sir?
Why are you carrying your spare socks stuffed down the front of your jumper like that?
They're not socks, sir.
Well, whatever they are. Vests, support stocking, roll mop herrings, whatever. Why are you carrying shoved down the front?
I'm not carrying anything, sir.
Seems pretty lumpy to me.
Oh, they're my breasts, sir.
Good God! What's a chap like you doing with breasts?
I'm a woman, sir.
4 years? And now you tell me?
I'm not saying I don't get horny. I mean, I actually think about it a lot. You know, every now and then when there's one of those nature programs on the telly, or a gardening program with a nice pond, some foxy little fantail or a cute koi, and I think, I wonder what it's like.
What?
Sex. I mean, we know what it looks like for humans. We've seen Martin and Susan doing it often enough. What must it feel like?
It's all right. Take it or leave it, really.
What do you mean?
Sex.
You mean you've actually had it? You've actually done it?
Oh, yeah. Once.
Well, not with me, you haven't. Well, well, young Liam, the George Michael of the fish world.
Not by myself.
With who, then? Who was the unfortunate recipient of your amorous attentions?
Anna Karenina.
Let me get this straight. You're telling me that you, a communal garden guppy, have had sexual relations with Tolstoy's greatest female protagonist?
What?
You've shagged a woman in a book?
No! Anna Karenina. The goldfish.
Oh, that Anna Karenina.
Yeah. Lovely little white cloud mountain minnow she was. Sweet little thing, till the cat got her.
You've never told me this. When did all this happen?
A couple of years back.
Well, what was it like?
What?
Sex, sex. What do you think I mean?
It was all right.
All right? But what did you do?
Well, every now and then she'd swell up.
Yes.
And this one time...
Yes, yes.
I stimulated her to shed her eggs.
Yes.
And then sprayed my milt all over them.
You have such a way with words. Well, well, a fish with a past. Next thing you know, you'll be telling me you've got a secret love child.
Nothing secret about them.
What?
My children.
You mean you've got progeny? You, the thickest living creature with all the charm and panache of a sewing kit, have actually spawned a descendant?
More than one.
How many?
3,500.
What?
But only 26 survived. My little darlings. Agenda, Beelzebub, Capstan, Dirigible and Edam, the twins, Featherweight, Gobsmack, Hunch, Ipswich, Jeroboam, Kettle, Leander and Mop. That's the girls.
Charming.
And then there's the boys. Nettle, Overy, Prestatin, Quasimodo, Rachmaninoff, Stipple, Tenderizer, Ulswater, Verbatim, Wankstein, Xylophone and Zeus.
I see. One for every letter of the alphabet.
So it is. What a coincidence. I've never noticed that.
Have you thought about names? I was wondering about something Welsh. Mivanwy, perhaps. Or Irish. Sorica. What do you think?
It was a boy. John.
Oh, no.
Joe.
No.
Kenny.
No.
Peter.
No.
Stan.
No! Who on earth would want to name their children names like that?
I'll have you know they were the five greatest players Notts Forest ever had.
Not choosing a Christian name on the basis of footballing prowess.
Well, we use the surnames.
Martin.
Bear me out, bear me out. If it's a boy or indeed a girl, then yes, we'll call her Mavanwy Price or Surica Price, but the full name will be Mavanwy Robertson Baker Burns Shilton Collymore Van Hoojong Price.
Shut up and come here.
Whoa, not again. Oh, yes.
Oh, how many times is that?
This is about their sixth in the last 24 hours.
That's more than they've done in the last 6 months. I can't take any more of this.
Well?
Oh, all right. All right, off you go then. Anything for a quiet life.
Oh, there were some pink fluffy bunny rabbits dancing through the bluebells one day. Hoppity hoppity hop, so cheerful, bright and gay. Isn't life merry, quoth one little bunny. Yes, it's lovely, another one said. Then the farmer loaded his shotgun and shot the bunnies dead. So awfully, awfully sad.
I don't know. It's cheered me up.
In episode 3 of The Goldfish Bowl, you heard Hamish McColl as Anton and Sean Foley as Liam. Sean Prendergast was Martin and Sarah Parrish, Susan. The Goldfish Bowl is written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Sally Avens.